This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
R&B money! We up! Tank. Jake Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jake Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to call this the Bay Area Edition.
Yeah. R&B Edition.
You know, R&B. Yeah. Listen, in honor of the R&B, you know, I
you
move my collar around a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want this to be an authentic,
there
you know what I'm saying?
There you
know, introduction. Yeah. I'm going to pass it over, you know, for the first time to my brother.
Come on.
You know, the silky one himself. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Lavender himself. Jake Valentine, the Valentine.
Yeah.
But you do the intro.
Yeah, now today we got somebody really special.
Talk.
We got a young fella that's really from the cloth.
Mm.
Yeah. Late night young fella. You know what I mean? Like that past midnight.
Mm.
That not that 1 a.m. but that 2 a.m.
You hear me?
Yeah. He's come to bless us with his presence today. You know what I mean? And all his, you know, they say I'm light skinned. He a different type of light skinned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, he got it laid down.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got the wave down. He got the laid down.
Yeah.
He can take it out and show you the Lord Jesus.
Hello.
Come
Hello.
On, Lord Supper.
Yeah. Hello.
Today we have, straight from Oakland, California, Adrian Marcy.
Yada da.
You feel me? How you doing? Hey, man, welcome to the podcast.
Hey,
man,
thank y'all for having me, baby. Thank you for having me, man.
You
saying I'm the light skinned one, but bro, you still look like you'll go to Fillmore, put a wig on a pig, and make a gig, though. You know what I'm talking about?
That's how we
come on.
Is that how we start?
Yeah,
that's how we kick into it, baby. It's R&B edition. Hello.
We have to. I see your collar can't be up pop right now because it's always up. I see what
Listen,
you're doing.
Listen, man, if B-Nod would tell you anything, you understand what I'm saying? Cool B would tell you how to send
them. Come on, Cool B.
I'll tell you how to send them in Milwaukee. This Milwaukee's finest. Brother, thank you, man.
Thank y'all, man.
I mean, we have a good time off camera. We family for real. So, you know, we skip all the formalities, man, and just get right to it, man. We appreciate you, brother, for being here with us, for being family.
Yeah.
And just, you know, we just wanted to make sure you get an opportunity, you know, to talk your talk and tell your story because, you know, for us, it's all necessary.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the gifted have to have a place.
Yeah, man.
To dwell and be comfortable and express themselves, and that's what this place is.
I feel real R&B in here.
No.
This right here got me feeling
the extra
that.
Level to that is just taking the shirt off and just having the vest on.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you get to your Jodeci.
You know what I'm saying? They pay for that. They got to pay for that. Too. You know what I'm saying? Come pay for that, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay to play, though. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Listen, it's going to be a lot of pimping this episode. I don't know if y'all have noticed yet. You know, it's going to be a whole lot of goldie tonight.
You know what I'm talking about?
Goldie tonight.
Peep game.
You know, we always like to go to the beginning.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, so many people want to get started.
Yeah.
You know, so many people have the talent. So many people, you know, have all of the things that come along with what you're born with and what's in you, but don't know how to get there.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Yeah. Let's start with when you found out you was born with it. When you knew you had it, or when somebody told you that was
young, man. You know, that was like before middle school, real knee high. You know what I mean? Once I hit a note and the chick started, you feel me, acting up, it was like, oh, this is a thing. You know what I mean? This is a feeling. And then after that, man, I think it had to be, bro, 100% genuine, bro, dropped. And at that point,
come on, you know what?
You know what I'm saying? 100%
let's
genuine.
Start there.
Had to drop. You feel me? Excuse me, but you feel me? That's kind of like what set the tone, because I'm like, oh, this nigga look like me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? This is
he's of the cloth.
He's of the cloth. He's
you know in a real way.
In a real way.
But you feel me? But it was at that point, man. Like, and the way it was affecting people, because it went from the girls my age to the teachers. You know what I'm saying? And then and the adults and shit, that's like, man, they pulling me out of class and shit to come, you know what I mean, sing or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Shit, my mom got pissed at me one time, man. It was a PTA meeting, man. I got up there and, you know what I mean, sang some Jodeci.
Where you start you know singing what I'm saying? At the PTA?
Yeah, I was singing at the PTA meetings, bro, you know, for the parents. You know
it's a lot of cases right now. Yeah. It's a lot of cases right now coming to light.
Not on me.
About we don't put no face to the case. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes the teachers can't help themselves.
They can't help it be like that. It be like that. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me?
Hey, man, I got kids.
When they see you flashing on your chest, they can't help
relax.
It.
I got kids, man.
But no, man, it was at that point, man, it was just the way I felt, though. The way I felt like doing it. You know what I'm saying? How you affect people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Change their moods. You know what I mean? Change their attitudes and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's when I knew young, you know, and I think my mom, she peeped it early too, that it was something that was in my flesh. You know what I mean? That it was going to happen one way or another. So she jumped on it, man. She kept me in so many programs and shit to where it's like, at this point now, I'm so versatile, you know, in it. It's not just R&B for me, you know what I'm saying? Like trained in classical and jazz and all these other genres and shit. And I think at that point it was something I know I just had to take it serious, man. You know what I mean? I wanted to be a true representation, you know. It started out for the family, but then, you know, it grew for like the Bay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in her support of you,
yeah,
did she have any avenues or new people in terms of trying to get you to that space? Or you was just like,
it was all about figuring it out. You know what I'm saying? Like she was at a space where, you know what I mean, she's in the newspaper. She's, you know, looking up shit, you know, trying to figure out. She was really just trying to do anything that would keep me off the streets. You know what I mean? Because you know how it is in the town, Oakland, bro. It's easy to get distracted. It's easy to fall into the shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she just wanted to keep me busy.
So she did her own research.
Yeah. And I went to, what changed it all was when I went to Oakland School for the Arts. That's in downtown.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And at that point, they had just had their first year. So it was only 9th and 10th grade. You know, so when I came, it was only 2 years there, man. So I had time to be noticed and be and really honed in. You know what I'm saying? You had all these people from around the world that was coming in, whether it was acting, vocal, illustrations, whatever it is, like they was coming in and really going in with us. You know, so man, for 4 years, 8 to 5:30 every day, you feel me, music, you know, and vocal. And
oh, so when you first went there, it was 9th and 10th, but you...
But by every year stacked on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So even like, you know, the Kehlani's and the Zendaya's and stuff started to come in as they started to build their network and everything, network. So every year we stacked on another grade, you know what I'm saying? And once they got 12th grade, then they started to bring in middle school and all that, you know? So, I mean, like I said, it was right in the heart of downtown, man. You know, like we was in a parking lot of the Fox. You know what I mean? Rocking like that, man. So that was where it all kicked off for me. Like, her keeping me in the realm of just artistry, just all day, around artists all day, whether it was dancers, singers, actors, you feel me? Like, if I'd have went to Skyline, bro, I'd have had like 8 kids, you know what I'm saying, by 11th grade, you feel me? It would have been too much.
I didn't go to Skyline, but I've been up to Skyline.
Into enough trouble going up to Skyline, you feel me? Yeah.
But what's Skyline? Give me the...
It's the place in Oakland where, and I'm from San Francisco, so it was a whole nother travel for me, but like, it's the place in Oakland where you will find what you're looking for.
What you're looking for, everything.
You will find what you're everything looking for. They are there.
You want problems?
Yeah.
Go there.
You want a bad one?
You want a baddie?
Go there. it's that school. You know what I mean?
It's that school.
Yeah. For sure. And that's where I would have been at. You feel me? But, you know, she made sure, man, she kept me focused, man. I was in so many young musicians programs at UC Berkeley's and things like that, bro. I didn't have no time to really kick it. So a lot of my early years was all about, if this is what you're going to do, you're going to do it 24/7.
Only child?
No, I'm the youngest, though. You know, so you figure, you know,
the focus was on you.
Yeah, the focus was able to be directly on me. Like, everybody was gone doing their thing, you feel me? So it was like, okay, we need to see something out of you. You know what I'm saying? Any mistakes that was made early on, it's like, I'm getting the butt of that. Like, you can't go hang out because we know what happens when you know what I'm saying, we let our kids go hang out.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it just kept me focused, man. So now when I think about it, doing this, having this career, man, and being in this field, I always say, man, it's perfect for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's the long hours, you feel me? The early mornings, late nights, you feel me? The instant travel, the changes, the audibles, all of that. Like, it's all part of what I grew up doing.
And this, you know what I mean? And really, this school prepared you for that.
Oh, absolutely. I'll never shit on them for that, man. OSA was like the beginning of it all. Like, you know, we get to school, man, you think you finna go, you know what I'm saying, regular ass day, man. They like, hey, check it out. You, and you, y'all come on. We got to go to L.A., we got to go get this money. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't tuition based. It wasn't like you're paying to go there. It's a charter school. So they got to get their money out of the city. You know what I'm saying? They got to get their money off of like donations and sponsorships and shit. So
they got to like, create programs.
We got to go over here and we got to sell it. So you, come on.
Y'all,
you
know, auditioning for these people today.
Yeah, you feel me? And next thing you know, you come out and they got a bag and we ain't had to do no homework, and forget that test. Don't worry, you passed. You know what I'm saying? That exam. I said, hey.
It's early music business. Listen, sound like
early music business, bro. Yeah. For sure.
Like a football scholarship to me.
I learned early on, bro, is how much you worth. You know what I'm saying? How much can you show out? Like, when it's your turn, when the light come on, like, what you about to do? You know what I'm saying? And when you show out that time and they see, oh, we could depend on it, it's like, we calling your number every time. You know what I'm saying? So I went from the newbie there that was like, you know, you ain't getting no solos because the seniority and shit like that. It's like, nah, put him in. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's all these seniors and then me.
Because he hadn't value.
He hadn't value to it. You know what I'm saying? Because I gave a shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I wanted to be the best. I wanted to be up there with the best.
Yeah.
You feel me? Doing me. So that's always been the goal for me. Shit, even today. You know what I'm saying? I want to be the best version of me, you feel me, in this game.
Nah, that's
so
dope.
It's just about being like having some sort of early upbringing in this kind of thought process in order to truly, truly be prepared for it.
Yeah, for sure.
For it not to be a shock.
For sure.
When you get thrown into that fire. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a lot of what happens to artists, you know, when they take a real hit. Mm-hmm. They aren't prepared for any of that. Because the shit looks cool on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But the shit that's really going on the undercurrent.
It's like, nasty.
Oh, it's nasty.
It's nasty. It's ugly.
Like the music and all the shit that you actually see.
Yeah.
That's 15% of it.
Hmm.
That other 85?
Let me tell you.
Nah,
just trying to get to the stage.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You gotta love this shit, man.
You have no choice.
You have no choice. You have to love it. And if you don't, you either gonna love it or you gonna regret it.
It has to be an obsession.
Yeah, period. For sure.
It has to be an obsession.
Yep. For sure.
Because there's nothing preset.
Yeah.
Yes. Nothing guaranteed.
Yeah, no, at all. Guarantees. There's nothing.
That obsession has to get you over that hill.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Yeah. Not even some, you know, people be like, oh, you know, some of the time you just gotta go. No. All of the time.
All the time.
100% because you have to be able to meet those moments.
Yeah.
When it's your moment. Like you said, you were like, I need it.
Yeah, yeah. I want it. It's like, you know, you playing ball. Like, don't get a nigga to rock who don't want the ball.
No.
At the last shot.
Were they setting y'all up? Obviously, they were preparing you guys creatively.
Yeah.
But were they also, are there business classes at this school too?
No. At this point in time, it was pure creation. It was pure creative space. You know what I'm saying? I think that was the only thing that was lacking. So for me, coming into this business, this industry, you feel me? That was college for me. I didn't go to college. You know what I'm saying? I looked at it like, you know, I got accepted to Berklee College of Music, Boston, you know what I'm saying? UCLA, all these dope ass schools and shit, you know? I auditioned for that in 11th grade and got accepted. So I had a scholarship. But for me, it was like, Mom, if I go there, it's going to be ugly. Like, you finna let me out on my own after all these years of like straight, booked up, busy all day, every day, weekends, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to let loose, you know? But coming into this industry, though, man, that's when, you know, I found out the real shit. You know what I'm saying? And I told myself, like, when I was about to sign my first deal, like, you know, there was, you know, usually, you know, you had that voice of God or whatever that is for you that, you know what I'm saying, you're listening to, like, hold on, don't do that. You know, wait, hold on. You know what I'm saying? When it was time to sign that deal, bro, it was silent. You know what I mean? So it was just me and my thoughts and my feeling. Yeah. I remember telling myself, bro, look, if I want to be a doctor, I'm going to spend 12 years in school. If I want to be a lawyer, I'm going to spend 12 years in school. I'm like, look, this contract say 5 years. It's college. Whatever I learn at this point is what I learn. Whether I win or lose on this, it's going to be a lesson. And I'm going to keep going anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I signed it. You know, and I look at myself today like, man, that's the best thing I could have did was go through that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Have a record and find out what it means to not be on the publishing of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To find out what it means to not make royalties on that one.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to find out, like, that show money. You feel me? Yeah. The difference between that and that long back-end money and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the networking. You feel me? Allowing too many people to do it for you. You know what I'm saying? So, going through that and experiencing it, man, and being able to be here, like, and still be able to push, man, still be able to work, man, and still hold the weight. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, I did exactly what I was supposed to do. And I went through that shit and learned what I needed to so I can come back now on my P's and Q's, you know?
Was your first deal a major deal or did you do...
Yeah.
So you didn't go through the production deal, indie deals?
No.
Straight to a major?
Straight to a major.
What label was that?
Yeah, that was Universal Republican L7.
Wow.
Yeah.
First deal?
First deal, straight to it.
So that process for you, how did that go? Because it's like you just
how
mentioned.
How did you get there?
How did you get there?
So... Yancey Richardson, you feel me? Y'all know Yancey.
Good friend of ours.
Shout out to Yancey. Yeah. You feel me? You feel me? He had a group at the time, Hamilton Park.
Yeah,
okay? Hamilton Park. They're my boys, you know what I mean? And I was seeing them because they're one of the producers, Beat Rock, who was from the Bay, he went out there to work on a lot of their music. So we were hearing a lot of this Hamilton Park thing. And then Netta B got her deal with Yancey. So now,
and both of those deals were at Atlantic, yeah?
In Atlantic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, in my position, you know what I'm saying, being from the band, looking at this and seeing Netta and all that, like, oh shit, like I ain't heard Netta like this. Like, she going in, she killing, like, she's going crazy, like, it's moving. So when I got the call, it's like, man, young man, we want to bring you out here and work on some music. So I'm like, say less. You feel me? I didn't even tell my parents till it was like the day before I was leaving.
How old are you at this point?
Shit had to be like 22.
Okay.
23, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I got a flight in 6 hours. Yeah. So whatever you need to say, get it out.
Whatever you need to say, get it out.
I'm gonna be gone.
I think about it on the plane. I think about what y'all told me on the plane.
Yeah, you feel me? I think about all that when I get there.
Yeah, what time's up?
Exactly. I gotta go.
Get the fuck out of here.
You feel me? And Yeah, man, I flew out there. I remember my pops telling me, like, man, stop telling people that you're going out there for 30 days. You might go out there and come back tomorrow. It might be all bad. I'm like, man, you're not, you don't understand. Even if it's all bad, it's I'm going to beat it. I ain't coming back, player. So
and you were going where, to Atlanta or Atlanta. To New York?
Yeah, yeah. So okay. Yance flew me out, man, to Atlanta. Sheesh. I was in the basement for like, I got out there, man. It was supposed to be 30 days. We work on a record a day. You know, we get a demo and we go, you know, mm-hmm. shoot it to some labels, you know, the usual. Man, that shit turned into 5 years that I lived in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And through that time, bro, I remember it was times, you know, I respect Yance for his motives, like how he would work, because, you know, you could tell, man, you in the basement, man, you're not seeing daylight. You know what I'm saying? All you doing is recording and all day long. You feel me? It was like boot camp. You feel me? And for you, it's like you're not seeing nothing. So you're going to get weary. You finna be like, man, I'm not doing this. I'm ready to go, you know? Yeah. And then he'll be like, man, come take a ride. And then we'll go pull up to Tree Sound and Tank will come outside and get in the car and listen to some music. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, nigga, is this Tank sitting up here in the front seat listening to shit? Like, wow. All right, we can go a little longer. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But we did a bunch of records, man. Jane Hancock, we had Jane come out, man.
Super dope.
Super crazy, right?
Super dope.
Jane came out, man. The crazy part is we had other writers that he had originally that were known, wrote mm-hmm. for Chris Brown, writing for Trey Songz, writing for all these people. We couldn't find the sound, though. We couldn't find the blend, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But when Jane came out, that's when it locked. Because it was like, yeah, you're talking about, this is Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? It's and like, it has to be a certain
way. Are you writing
way.
With them?
Yeah, me and Jane was writing okay. it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what threw everybody off. Like, oh, shit. So at that point, man, we just was doing records all day long, every day, man. And then we went to, when we were ready, we went to Republic. We hollered at Coach K. Mm-hmm. Coach K stepped in, man, pulled some strings, pulled some plays, man, and made it shake. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We walked up there, man. I'm thinking, we got to go sell it to Universal, man. They right. like, no. We want you. Off no.
Because at School of the Arts. No set. At School of the Arts, you had to go sell it.
You feel me? You had to go sell it, right.
You.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we get up there, man, and they like, nah, it's good. Chill out. I'm ready to jump up and sing while the song on. I'm ready to get to
on
it.
The table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's like, no, you know, Wendy Goldstein, sit down. It's all good. You know, they threw the deal at us, man. And from there, bro, like, you know, we did the 7 days a week. You know, we did mm-hmm. the way we had Waiting Out, man. And that kind of kicked it off and opened up a fan base, especially in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. You know, because I was gone. I hadn't been back in like 3 years. So we started dropping. And then they pulled the Ultimate Play with that 2 a.m. You know what I mean? That came our way, man. It took me forever to record it because I didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? It was so outside
of
what I felt doing, I was on. Like, this ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to like really do this shit. I'm like, again, I'm listening to Tank and all that. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to do no 2 a.m. I'm trying to sing, you feel me? Yeah. But, you know, they convinced me to finally do it, man. And I think that shit.
Who did 2 a.m.?
Krishan, Kyle, and my boy Ant Franks.
Gotcha. Yeah,
yeah. So they all pinned that. And mm-hmm. they pulled up on me in Atlanta because I was avoiding it. Anytime I was out here, I was avoiding it. We get to the studio, I'm like, nah, we done. The time's up. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that one.
With that song, no.
With that song.
You running from it.
I'm running it's from not, it. Yeah. And finally, I get a call like at like 1 a.m. from Yance. Like, I need you to, you know, a usual shit. I need you to come to the studio right now, re-record this record. Like, re-record the record? Yeah, I'm in big. Like, come on. So we drive from Panola Road all the way to Snailville. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Pull up, these niggas are standing outside like in a line, like I'm finna get jumped. Like, look, nigga, you about to record this record. Like, we need you to record this record. So I did it, man, and shit, bruh. It might be like 2-3 weeks, man. That shit was out. Like, I don't even remember the process.
Was it out with Sage on it?
No. So at first it came out by itself.
Okay.
And then they pulled the play to get Sage on it. And then when Sage jumped on it, it just
went
that way. Like, you feel me? It was gone. So I mean, at that point, it was like, shit, whether I like it or not, fuck it, let's go.
Singing
like,
this shit, you know, for the rest of my life.
Singing this shit for the rest of my life. You know, this shit just, you know what I'm saying? We just put up a live, just do a live performance thing out that I did, man. Shit went viral and shit. I'm like, the song is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It might not have been my cup of tea. Because I felt like you had Ty Dolla $ign, Paranoid out. You had Chris Brown, These Hoes Ain't Loyal. Right. Like, Omarion supposed to be like, this is the sound.
They were trying to make you fit into the algorithm.
Fit into the algorithm, exactly. And boy, did it.
That's a tough space for an artist.
Yeah. For a purist.
Especially artiste.
Exactly. An artiste.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It really is, though. It's a tough space where you have to ask yourself, do I want this shit to take care of me?
Yeah, for sure.
Or do I just want to be, you know,
in the realm for
this
a
creative nigga walking around with a motherfucking what's them things? Incense. Sage rooms. Listen, I know some very talented niggas walking around saging rooms.
For sure.
With hella seashell necklaces.
With hella seashells and shit. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
I got kids to feed.
What they got? They use black soap.
Yeah. Okay.
They held up on all their herbs.
Them niggas been on CMOS.
They been on CMOS
before the panoramic.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AM came out 2014. I got dropped 2016. Two years.
You put out 7 days a week, and that's the only project you put out.
Well, I put out 7 days a week 2013,
and it led to
the deal. And then with that, because we used those records to get the deal,
right?
Okay.
And then from there, it went to 2 AM. But with 7 days a week, they had to go back because they didn't believe in 7 days a week. They was like, we don't, you know, focus on the waiting and all of that. So we put it out in the streets. We started in the Bay, and then we started flooding Atlanta and all that. And then at that point, the label had to go back and get everything cleared, do all the shit. Because we was putting it together, bro. We had Ross verses from other songs, a cappella, that we was putting on there. So people was thinking that Ross had jumped on the record. And really,
he was finessing.
So, I mean, it was the ultimate play for people to be like, okay, cool. So when we had to go back and revamp, it was like we were able to take three or four of those records and actually put them out, you know, and put them up. So that's when they went back and started, you know, fucking with us. And then we did Week After Next in between 2 a.m. So to us, that was how we kept ourselves afloat.
Yeah, the moment.
Like, I'm not going to depend on the label because they're not going to push this. So they didn't like Week After Next either. And to me, that changed a lot of music. That changed the sound. Because right before Bryson Tiller and the Tory Lanez and all them started coming out, it was a lot of that type of music that we were doing. We were underground doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So to hear, we were calling it Ratchet Soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. We kept saying Ratchet Soul. This is Ratchet Soul, Ratchet Soul. And next thing I know, nigga, Trap Soul drops.
Right.
And it's that.
It's that.
It's that. And you could either like
on this.
Be hella mad or be like, all right, on to the next, I guess. Shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of like throughout all that period of time between 2013 to 2017 was a hard look at what the business is and experience what that really was. And that was the time where you figure, oh man, am I really finna do this? Like, is this for me? Or, you know what I'm saying? Do I need to go get a 9 to 5? And I'm like, yeah, fuck that. I ain't clocking in on nobody time. Like, I'm gonna just figure this out. Right. You know what I mean? So from there, just like a lot of independent projects like GMFU, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, at that point for me, I needed to take an extra step back, man, because I started to feel like I'm depending on too many people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm depending on other people to talk for me. I'm depending on other people to come in here and pin records that will keep you in the algorithm or, you know, produce or whatever. And again, you're falling into that play where it's like, I'm getting records, but he has this record. She got this record. He got this. I'm sick of this shit. Right. I'm sick of, like, you know what I'm saying? Don't give me nothing that you didn't gave 1,000 other people.
Yeah.
So for me, I had to take a step back from everything. So I took a step back from management, took a step back from just the business itself. You know what I mean? To like go into my own realm and be like, what is publishing? What is these mechanicals? What is like, how many ways can I get paid off my music? Because
put yourself to
I've
business
only been
school.
Getting paid off one way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've only been getting that show money. But when your record slows down, that slows down completely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's no back end that's coming in. You know what I mean? There's no, because again, you're a newbie. So you kind of like just think, hey man, I'm just trying to get it. So whatever y'all need to take, y'all take that, and we gonna coast off that. We gonna take that and build off of that, you know? I mean, it was a catch 22 because at the same time you learn the hard way, but shit, I have success based around those, you know what I mean, that whole play. 2 a.m., you know, whatever. It's like today I can still walk in someplace and they're like, oh yeah, that's Mr. 2 a.m. That's, put that shit on right now. That's him. You know what I mean? So yeah. I was able to build a fan base off of this time with the label. And again, like I said when I first started, it's gonna be college. You know what I mean? And once I go through it, you know what I mean? I need to come out smarter. I need to come out better.
Yeah.
You know, so that's when the direction changed. I took my time and ended up meeting my boy Sonny B, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And from there, that's where shit really got crazy because I was able to take those experiences and also take the time of stepping back and clearing my head and figuring out like, all right, man, everything that I was taught that, you know, this machine teaches you how you have to run and how you have to move, I got to get out of that. I gotta throw all that shit away and create
but
this.
But then you also did some acting.
Yeah, yeah, too. In between that, been blessed to do it. You know what I'm saying? We did the Bobby DeBarge story. You know, I got to, you know what I'm saying, lace front. You feel me?
Lace front. Yeah, yeah. You know what
I'm
saying? You got to play a player, too. You got to play James.
I had James. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was real cool, man.
I met James some years ago.
You know what I'm saying?
James a real player, man.
You feel me? They all was. They all was on their shit, you know, but it was cool, man. It was something that we was talking about for a long time, actually. Like, I had the script 3 years before it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, it was a different director. They were going in. They was talking about it all, you know? I'm talking about, I'm on a plane in New York, nigga. By the end of the script, man, I'm tearing up.
Yeah, like, tough. Yeah, story.
Shit, like, through the script, though.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this is crazy. And then I think that, you know, because it was TV1, it's like, we got to scale this back. We can't show all of this. We got to figure out a way. How do we present this, you know, for the masses?
To the Lifetime.
You know, to the Lifetime viewer. And shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we switched up some things and shit. But at the same time, brother, to be able to go into that, man, I remember, like, you know, my pops is an actor. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, my pops came up with Denzel, with Delroy, and all of them.
Okay.
Like, great friends with a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? And went to ACT. You know what I mean? One of the only, it was only about three or four Black actors that were able to be in the school at that time, because just in that time it was like that. Like, you feel me? You know, a lot of them weren't actually in the school. They were a part of the side program that had to do it. But, you know, like Denzel, my pops, Delroy, like shit like that, they were a part of the actual program. So he was an actor, man, but he had hella kids. He from the Bay, you know, from the town, and a lot of kids. Yeah. You feel me? So he had to make a decision, man. Like, either I'm going to push and probably lose the family and have some wild kids running out here going crazy, or I'm gonna sit this down, I'm gonna do something else, you know? And still very successful, was able to start his own business, man, put a lot of people in position, give a lot of jobs to a lot of Black people, you know what I'm saying? But because of that, man, I went to him, I was like, man, I got this opportunity for this role, I need you to work with me, you know? Started working with a man, and my dad is tough, like, so he's like, you sure you want to do this? Because you're not really that good right now. Like, just, I'm not feeling this.
You about to embarrass us.
I'm not feeling this.
See me? Like,
what are you doing?
I was with Denzel in there.
Right.
You?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know what you got going on. You know what I'm saying?
They got anything for me, man?
You know?
I can really make us shine. I think I can do it. I can put the family on.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
For real. You know? But he worked with me, man. He gave me, you know what I mean? He did, you know, that experience, man. Put it in on me, man. And we worked for like a couple of hours, man. I remember I'm trying to, like, you know, I got a tough scene. Like, I got a scene where it's like the climax of the movie. You know what I'm saying? Where you find out what was really going on, you know? And for me, I'm thinking, you know, I got to be crying. So I'm in the bathroom trying to method act my ass off. You know what I'm saying? And finally, I'm tearing up. I'm running upstairs like, look, I got the tears.
It's time.
It's time. It's time.
Just do it now.
He like, man, that go wipe your face.
That ain't how you do.
Go that wipe your damn
just
face
like
and
I thought.
Come back up
that
here.
That ain't shit.
Like, he like, man, but he started breaking it down to me. He started really explaining to me these, you know what I mean? Like, you're not supposed to be acting. Like, you know what I mean? Put me in a position to realize, like, okay, you got an older brother. Think about a time where you know what I'm saying, you was pissed at your brother. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you didn't go through what this nigga went through, but you still then been through a time where you looked at your brother, somebody you look up to, like, nigga, fuck you.
You had a relative feeling.
You know what I'm saying? So you had to find emotion. The relatability of it. Relate to it, you know what I'm saying? And not act, but react. So, man, we started working it, man. And that's one thing about my pops. Like, he's tough as shit, but when he says it's good, I'm like, oh, I'm good. I'm
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and I remember my mom was there and she was reading and she just, I'm just not feeling him. He's not doing it. You know, he's not pushing it. So we finally figured it out. We ran. It was actually a blooper because mom's was reading the part for us too. And she's over here crying. She can't even, you know what I'm saying? She can't even finish the line because she's like, I'm sorry. It's just, you know. So we was like, we got it. I said, we going to send them that. We going to send them the blooper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And 2 days later, man, they hit me back like, we're giving you the part.
Love
you
know, you that. Got
it. So
love
it,
that.
It kicked in. Yeah, man. So that was the start of it, man. I got the whole bug for acting at that point, man. You know, and just seeing set life and seeing the difference, man. I mean, even with acting too, that money come a lot faster, man.
It's way easier.
It's way easier, yeah.
Once
man.
You get it,
yeah.
you fill out your W-9.
Yeah, and you fill out your W-9 and it's
would
good.
You, would you like
it's
a check a or thing. Would you like a wire? How
right,
would you like
right,
it?
Right, okay, right, right.
Here's your money. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. And we'll do this all over again.
We'll
do this all over yeah. again.
Your sides are here. Yeah. Grooming, they're waiting on you. In
they're
the
waiting on you. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
You want breakfast? You want
everything.
Breakfast? We got an omelet
we'll bring
station.
It to you.
We'll bring it to you.
We yeah. got an omelet station.
It's in your trailer. Now.
Wardrobe is coming over. They're yeah. just going to do a quick fitting for yeah. some of the things you put on the other day.
We out here fighting over motherfucking fruit basket.
Fruit baskets.
I'm trying to figure out where my watermelon is at. I'm asking the promoter. You don't see watermelon on the rider? You don't see it. I flew 3,000 miles. The least
Stop
you can do
with
is
me.
Have my motherfucking watermelon.
Stop playing with me, man. Stop.
Shit.
Yeah.
My yeah. veggie platter. And I don't like ranch. Where the blue cheese at? Where the blue cheese
I said
at?
All red M&Ms. The fuck is going on?
I don't yeah, need no nah. green M&Ms.
Stop. Right. Listen, we yeah. once I've seen it. Once an artist moves over to the acting
man,
side, it's hard to get
not,
him to come back.
I'll be hitting Fox and I'm like, Fox, I'm telling you, we need to get this one. He said, no, I feel you. We should get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you back.
I'm going to call you back, though. Exactly.
And Jamie Foxx starting a new film over in New Zealand. Exactly. I thought you was going to call me back.
I just go call
when I'm done.
Tank, they sent
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah.
The wire came through.
I'm sorry. Hey, for real. That money real.
Nah, it was real.
I said, no problem. You know what it is, though? It's like, you know, in everything that you're saying, man, you know what I mean? It's like, I've never believed in a plan. I've never had a plan
Period.
B.
Period. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's not, I can't think mm-hmm. of one other thing that I yeah. was as good at as I was.
I sound a little dope.
At doing music.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
A little dope here. Man.
But. You're here.
You're here, though.
You're here, man.
Some shit got caught.
Some about
some
that,
shit got caught in the mail.
Some about that you didn't like.
You didn't
some
like.
Shit got
some
caught in the mail.
Exactly.
You ever let the pack get caught in the mail? Your stomach start hurting.
Hey, listen, I've been to jail before.
Look,
I've been with nice clothes on.
With nice clothes on.
It is not in jail with nice clothes on. You do not want to go to jail with nice clothes on.
Yeah, nah. But I mean, like anything I did, honestly, you know, I tried all kind of shit, man. I wanted to hoop, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to run track. I was fast, all kind of shit. But every time I tried to do something, man, it was like, God kept
leading you back here?
Leading it back there. And I mean like yeah. abruptly, like up, your hamstring's fucked up.
Yeah.
You can't do that no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Up, you done broke your femur. Ain't no more basketball,
bro. Bro, I would you know go from, I would think I'm getting ready to, you know, yeah. really go somewhere,
yeah.
you know, in this basketball tournament. I yeah. go up for a full dump,
yeah.
bang out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I come down yeah. and step on somebody's foot and twist the ankle.
Twist it.
Out.
I'm out
for
of
3 months.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm like, yeah. I'll be at choir rehearsal.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Be a choir
every time.
Just that quick.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time, bro. So it was like, for me, I always said that. Like, man, I put too many, man, how many hours did I not? I'm watching my peers, my homies and shit. They kicking it. They chilling. You know what I'm saying? They calling me like, bro, we kicking it this weekend? No. I have two recitals to do today. I got to go do this. I got to do that. I'm in this. I'm building the house with my pop, like they're not letting me leave. So unless y'all want to come hang out with me and do what I have to do,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, pick up a hammer
yeah.
or some shit, then that's the only way we kicking it. So for me, it was like, bro, I did not sacrifice all of these years and all of this time to not do it, to not see it through.
All the way through.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So even in my family, you know, I've seen it before, like moments where it's like, you know, the people that love you, that are supporting you, but they're not in the field. They don't see the little wins that tell you keep going.
The indicators.
The little indicators. Like, yeah. they don't see that.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
only see what comes out. So yeah, they're like,
the end result.
How are you? Yeah. So these are the same people who were putting me in these programs, same people who was making me do, you know what I'm saying, keeping me out the streets doing this, that are now, that are at that point saying, you don't want to get a 9-to-5? Like, you don't want to? No, because that's not what you, that's not the setup you gave me. Yeah. The setup you gave me was, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. And a commercial came on one time, bro. I swear to God, I said that. Like, what if everything you've been through, everything you've done in your life led you up to what you do today? And when I heard that, I'm like, that has to be me. That has to be my life. You feel me? And for me, it was like, no, it wasn't about no time frame. A lot of motherfuckers start to think that the date,
putting the clock on
the
it,
the date is bigger than the destination.
100%.
You feel me? Yeah. And it's really about the destination. Yeah. It don't matter when you get there, you mean, or how you got there. You got there.
Just get there.
You know what I'm saying? And you just got to get there. And for me, that's what it was, man. And today now I'm in a position where, you know, I was always so scared to claim independency. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, no, you gotta be on a label.
Why?
Because that's what, again, the machine convinces you. Like, if you talk about independent, oh, people ain't gonna wanna fuck with you, man. You ain't, you keep that Universal Republic name up there long as you can. Like, nah, man. Today, it's like, nah, we independent. My whole team, the Brodies, man, we do everything. You know what I'm saying? Film our own videos, concepts, you know what I'm saying? Songwriting and producing. And there is no more ever somebody has a record that I recorded. That'll never happen again. That's done. You know what I'm saying? Because it's us putting it all into it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you'll never hear Adrian is signed to someone.
Yeah. What's the name of the label now?
The Brodies.
The Brodies.
The Brodies.
The Brodies.
Come on, name everybody that's in it.
Who's we got Sonny B.
Yeah,
Sonny B. We got Sonny B, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Crazy songwriter, singer, you know what I'm saying? We got my boy Momo, director.
Yeah.
We got my man Hella Frames, Carl. We call him Special K. You know what I'm saying? Because this man he's a beast, you know what I'm saying, with that camera, man. Yeah, yeah. You know, we got Shireen Beam Supreme. She here, you know what I'm saying, with all our finances and all of the,
I got,
you know,
hella
paperwork
names.
And
I like
all
the
that.
Names. You I like feel the
me?
Names.
You know what I'm talking about? And then you got Mr., you know what I'm saying, Bippy LePew. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yours truly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's and again, it's there's more as that have been stacking on, man, but it's just us building that network of coming together. Like, man, it's really a group of creatives, man, that have all been through their own level of shit in the industry, you know, but it didn't kill them. It didn't knock them. Right. You know what I'm saying? It was like, nah, you just got to be around the right situation, the right people that believe, you know what I'm saying? And for the past 2 years, man, we took a step back, man, and just did nothing but recording, writing, recording, producing. Like, it's a lot of music that has come out since then, since 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of music, and we're listening to it, and it's like, okay, keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were all about cultivating this R&B sound. You know what I mean? That it was about taking a step away from R&B. Like, I love Mario. You feel me? I love Eric Bellinger. I love Usher. I love all of these artists that are R&B artists. You know what I'm saying? And I'm taking my step away from that. Like, no, I'm going to do something that you guys can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can't be R&B. You know what I'm saying? You're not from the Bay. It's just facts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So everything in this, so how we talk on these lyrics and shit, you know what I'm saying? We say, like, watch out for your bitch go missing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? This is Bib City. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we're bringing these concepts that are from our hometown. You know what I'm saying? Right. We in records talking about going Stewie. On an R&B level, though. You know what I'm saying? You're taking Hyphy Productions and you're putting this Bay Area lyricism on it. But at the same time, you're using these melody-driven, you know what I'm saying? You're making it about the melodies that is R&B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That a tank can still sing it. You feel me? But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Because we're the only place in the world, bro, and you know this. Like, in the Bay, you got DJs that was blending Keith the Sneak, 40, Too Short. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. You feel me? And then all of a sudden, Mario coming on. You still going dumb. Yeah. You feel me? Like, it was the only place in the world where they were blending music like that. This music is a product of that.
Right.
This music is a product of the hyphy era. And just at that time, all we're doing is we're putting a name on it. You R&B, bro. You know what I'm saying? She worth the trouble, y'all. She ride me like.
I did come up with the name.
Come on, you feel me? You feel me?
You know, you're a little younger. So, you know,
but now we coming, and now we coming in and saying, let's take that and let's build off of that.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Let's build off of that. You were saying, go dumb, dog. I mean,
at the end of the day, it was, and you and I had this conversation some years back. To a certain degree, we live on our own island.
Yeah, for sure.
We always have. Mm-hmm. And it's something that the industry as a whole just kind of comes and picks from. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, take pieces of
take pieces
it, you know,
of
move it,
exactly.
and run around with it. And it's and that, you know, that's fine because we've allowed that.
Yeah.
But standing in front of it, you're going to take a different type of chance, especially if you're going to do it through a major label.
Yeah.
And that was the conversation I had with you when exactly. you were still on Republic.
Exactly.
I'm like, listen, I went through this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never get it mm-hmm. because they're not there. Mm-hmm. And because we're so, like we're so hardcore about what's the bay and what ain't the bay,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that we don't mm-hmm. fully let people in.
Yeah.
So they come, they get a piece, and they get the fuck on.
Yeah.
Because at some point, it's going to be somebody that be like, that nigga ain't from here, let's get
exactly.
him.
Yeah. You know exactly. what I'm saying? Exactly.
And instead of fully embracing, yeah. you know, people that, yeah. you know, like, listen, when Drake came and did
right.
the record,
exactly. yeah.
like, he showed nothing but love.
Yeah.
But there were people there that felt the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Instead of fully embracing. I remember what Fab had to go through
yeah.
by fucking with Drake.
Yeah.
And people being like, Fab, why are you? And Fab is like, bro, like, nigga, this yeah, is helping this what
is,
we doing.
This is
doing.
What
this
we
is putting a light exactly. on
exactly
on our region and what exactly. we do. Like, we should embrace this.
Well, I mean, on top of that, you know, we're one of those places where it's like, man, everybody is trying to be the man themselves individually. It's like, yes. man, I gotta. You winning, man? Fuck that nigga. He ain't winning, man. My shit harder than his. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Rather than everybody coming together, you go to Atlanta. How I learned it, like you go to one studio, bro. With
oh, yeah,
you go there with Jazzy Faye, bro, and a million
out.
Motherfuckers finna walk in there. Yeah,
they lay it out
and fuck around. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But out here in the Bay, it was always like man,
to each his own.
Yeah, to each his own. So for us, it was about to me. It was like looking at what you the foundation like that you laid out and mm-hmm. people that before us laid out with this R&B shit. It was more about like. It's not about AM coming back after 2 years and dropping music. We got 100 plus new records that we didn't work on just in silence. Like, we're not putting nothing out until we got 100 records that we love. That's like, this 100th one is so much better than this first one. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And the first one, we love it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we looked at it like it had to be bigger than me coming back out like, oh, I'm back or I'm trying to do, you
yeah.
know? No, it's a Bay movement. This is about us bringing the Bay together. So we're going and we're saying, nah, like, let's stop all that shit. It ain't about Stockton ain't the Bay or this, man, come on. Like, all of us put in on this,
yeah.
this movement. When is the last time that R&B, that we had a seat at the R&B table mm. in the Bay Area?
Tony,
and that's
Tony,
what
Tony.
That's that was the conversation that me and Sonny B had kicking it off, was that, what is not happening right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's not out right now? Like,
yeah.
who? When is the last time that we were able to say R&B had a seat at the that we had a seat at the R&B table in the Bay Area? You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Years.
And that was us saying this next 2 years is the answer. This next 2 years is saying, oh, they doing it right now.
Yeah.
Like, because I mean, we've always been innovative.
Yeah, we've always been a part of the business, but we never even like I was gonna say Tony.
Yeah,
Tony in Vogue, where they, you know, they were really, and then obviously you move into the Keishas, the Kehlani's.
Yeah,
her, but still we don't have, as you would say, a seat.
Mm-hmm.
A seat is something different. A seat
something
is when different. A seat is when you're when it's multiple artists coming through it,
mm-hmm.
like you
exactly.
guys are doing. It's
exactly
a true collaborative.
Right.
Process
right. it's a machine
right. and a machine right. you know what
exactly.
I mean, like Atlanta has
your
their
machine.
Seat and
your
has had their seat
yeah.
because
exactly
it's so many of them who've come through it
yeah
Detroit
mm.
you know what I mean, like we you
yeah.
know we can go down the line and talk about different places and even LA
yeah.
you know what
yeah.
I mean where you talk about Brandy and Immature
yeah
and shit Ray J and you know what I mean and Ty Dolla Sign and it's just so many of them and you look up and you know and you say, damn, a lot of them came from the same
same thing.
Straight up.
You know? And with the Bay, we've never been able to have that. It's always been just, you know, individuals
pieces, yeah.
every couple
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when it was me.
Yeah.
Early on, when I was just putting out the records, there was no one for me to
mm-hmm.
truly collaborate with.
Mm-hmm.
Cause everybody was doing rap. Everybody
mm-hmm.
was rapping and everybody was off doing their
yeah.
own thing.
Yeah.
And it was just no way to truly bring it together.
Yeah, and I think that with all of that tension and turmoil that's going on between artists trying to fight to get to the spotlight that's out there, you leave room for motherfuckers to come in and take shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're so distracted fighting each other that motherfuckers coming in like, oh, well, I'll take that.
No, it's the work.
I'm going to take that. And now all of a sudden, hella, you don't know the hella started in the bay. You don't know.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, now you're saying that food slaps.
Right.
It doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop taking that shit. Stop saying that.
We just had a
Tank, don't let me hear you say that, bro.
No, wait,
Tank,
me.
Oh, okay. All right,
I'm big brother. I'm initiated.
Tank
understands. I'm initiated.
Tank understands. He understands the difference between smack and slap.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Come on.
But it was just funny because we was literally having this conversation.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is absolutely right.
It's like people coming in, they able to take that, the push and pee thing, like, I don't know what that. I don't even know what that is. Like pushing P. No, I'm keeping it P. You know what I'm saying? Like the lingos that we have and how we are, how we love, how we fight, how we feel, how we deal. You know what I'm saying? Like it's always, like you said, been on its own island. But for me now, our mission, you know, me and the Brodies, it's always been about, man, at this point now, bring everybody in on this sound.
I love that.
For you to rock with us, it's got to be R&B.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of information, my brother.
Oh, he's warming up. He's warming up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, a lot of information. A lot of R&B information. R&B thing is it spans generations. It spans.
Come on now. Yeah.
Universes.
Tanking right now.
We'd have to figure out AM's top five. Your top five.
My top five.
Top five. Your top five. R&B singer.
Yeah, what else?
R&B song. Oh, 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 oh. Your top five.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Top five.
Five.
Woo! Come on. Come on.
Adrian Marcellus.
Yeah. So we talking top five.
R&B. Hold on.
Okay, what we talking? We talking artists. We talking songs. Okay.
R&B representative.
R&B representative. Your R&B liaison. The Brodies. Hello. The Brodies.
Your top five R&B singers. Dead top or alive.
Five. Okay. Top five R&B singers. I'm gonna go with Mike, number one. Mike. MJ. MJ.
Start right out.
You know what
start
I'm saying?
Right
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right we got right MJ, we got Prince.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying? You can call it what you want to call it. That's R&B. You know
absolutely.
What I'm
no, we're gonna call it R&B.
We're gonna call it all what it was. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. I gotta say, for me again, I gotta say G, bruh. Genuine, bruh. That's
listen, bro.
100%.
Ah, yeah. That's his. Yeah. No one else.
That's his.
Do you yes, want to ride my pony?
Oh, yes, I'm baby.
Yeah, I said.
Can I, baby?
Can I, baby?
Gotta say G.
Genuine.
You feel me? Gotta
so
say
wait,
G.
Does he ask the question, then answer the question yes. of himself too?
Yes.
Do you want to ride the pony? Can I, baby?
Oh, yeah.
Can I, baby?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Say.
What we say?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Gotta say Stokely.
You gotta say Stokely.
Gotta say Stokely, bro.
You gotta say Stokely.
Gotta say Stokely, bro. Mm-hmm. Come on.
You are of the cloth.
Man condition, you are of the cloth.
You better know something about some Stokely if you are of the cloth.
Who we say? Yeah. We say we got Stokely, we got G, we got Mike, we got Prince.
One more.
And I think Babyface, bro.
I'm gonna say Babyface. Because, I mean, bro, he birthed a lot of this shit out here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Like, all these songs. Yeah, you feel
not,
me?
We're
I mean,
not, it's, we're not it's here baby, without Babyface.
Babyface, bro.
We're not here without Babyface.
Yes,
Babyface.
Exactly. And that's definitely like, my top five.
And, it's the feeling and the texture. King.
I
like your attitude.
Yeah.
Okay. Your top five R&B songs.
Mm, okay. So Anxious.
Listen.
You know you're talking to Genuine's background singer.
Yeah, right? I'm Genuine's Rhodey.
Bro, I see. Background singer. I watched all the YouTube.
I do all that.
I watched all the YouTube, bro. I'm going to say Where I Want to Be. Donnell Jones.
What an album.
That's a masterpiece. Whole album from top to bottom.
Masterpiece.
You know what I'm saying? That top to bottom, Where I Want to Be.
Mm-hmm.
Diamonds and Pearls. Diamonds and Pearls for sure, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Come on. Diamonds and Pearls. And if I say Diamonds and Pearls, I got to say Butterflies. Butterflies.
Yeah.
MJ. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty Brown Eyes, bro. Because of Stokely.
Yeah. You feel me? Reel it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. I love how the top fives, they connect.
They connect.
They
bro.
Connect with the artists in the song.
Bro. It's just, absolutely. You know what it is, bro? It's music that really raised us, bro.
For real, man. For real.
That really raised us.
Yeah, say that.
Like when we had Stokely here, I'm looking at him like, and I've met Stokely many a times, and I always give him flowers, but every time I see him, I'm like, bro, you're Stokely.
Mm. Still. For real, though. Like, bro, I mean, it's, bro, Tank, bro, I got. You go on YouTube right now, I ain't gonna tell you how to find it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't see it,
I think you know what I'm saying? You go
I ain't
YouTube.
Gonna tell you how to find it. You know what I'm saying? Because it was you know, back in the day. But you feel me? Got some baby, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Because I don't sleep around.
Talk to
you
talk.
You feel me?
Talk
like,
to
we
talk.
Singing all that. Because
I don't sleep around.
Because I don't sleep
around. I'm choosy about who I give my love to.
Stop playing with me.
You lying motherfucker on that
what?
Song.
No, you tripping.
You feel me?
I value the P.
I love it.
Exactly.
Come on now.
Come on, man.
Everybody can't get this.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
So I'm saying, bro, raised on this, bro.
All right, here we go. Your R&B Voltron. All right.
So like artists
all coming
together.
I'm gonna show you. Nope.
Okay.
There's the vocal of the artist, the styling of the artist, the performance style of the artist, and the heart of the artist. Out of all the artists that you love, who were you going to take the vocal from to make your perfect R&B artist?
Stokely.
Quick.
Why not?
Put it out there. Quick.
If you Stokely. Haven't heard...
Stokely.
Welcome to the Mint Factory.
Shit.
You feel me? Straight up and down.
You...
Yeah.
Who are you getting the performance style from?
I gotta split it up. So I gotta go MJ and Bobby Brown, bro.
Ooh,
you I gotta go MJ and Bobby Brown, bro.
You want Michael to be.
Yeah. Now he's
savage. And Michael was already a savage. But you gonna give him Bobby savage?
Savage, though.
Yeah,
on some heen.
You gonna hear some.
On some heen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mike on the Hennessy. You know what I'm saying? No chaser.
You gonna have Mike humping the stage.
Exactly. Come on. And you ain't never seen Mike humping. He gonna hump it different.
Mike
gonna hump
it ain't gonna
different.
Be a hip hump.
No.
That's gonna be full body.
Full body. He gonna raise. He gonna elevate. He gonna levitate before he do it. Come on. Come on, man. Come on.
Moonwalk on the hump.
Come on. Oh, hump. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Michael and Bobby? Yeah. That's a cold combo.
Yeah.
The styling of the artists, what they putting on, who got that?
Styling, though.
Yeah.
I say, if we talking about styling, I say Usher. Go Usher.
Clean.
Yeah, clean. You know what
Very
I'm saying?
Clean.
Like, right to it. But, but a chameleon. Like, Usher can go... fashionable, he can go nigga with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he's invented himself so many times and so many cases throughout his albums.
Well, he hasn't limited himself to any type of expectation.
Exactly.
You know, he's really broadened his space to where it's just like, oh, that's Usher.
That's Usher. Yeah.
No matter where you see him.
Yeah. Exactly. And if not Usher, then I have to say Prince.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because Prince wasn't afraid to just kind of go all out, man. You know what I'm saying?
But naked on a horse.
You know what I'm saying? Like I was going to say, I can't.
That had to hurt.
I can't do it. You feel me? That ain't my bag. Because
them hairs is thick.
They thick. Right in,
you know,
them legs were small. Inner thigh, you know what I'm saying?
That's like.
Yeah.
Give me off this thing.
Let me go. Let me go.
Doe. Let me out.
Let me out. Let me out.
And don't let it get to bucking.
Man. Oh, man. Oh, shit.
Hey, man, come on, man.
Oh, shit.
Get out of here. Oh,
shit.
Get out of here.
Don't let it get to bucking.
Oh, damn. Because he going to stay on. He going to stick to it.
I hope he don't.
He going to stick to it.
I want to believe he would get off at that point. That's what I believe about my Prince.
I feel like Prince would just hop on to be on his feet. You know
I feel like
saying?
He'd just get you off. Know? Just. Enough is enough.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Somebody get me down. Somebody come get me down off this motherfucker now.
Get a nigga off this neck.
Okay. That's hella funny.
The heart of the artist.
Babyface. Babyface. Mm-hmm. Babyface, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't what how much more heart do you need? Like he pumped it into music, you know what I'm saying?
R&B.
Yeah.
You're doing it, brother.
I appreciate that,
doing
man.
It, brother, but we're not done. That.
Okay.
Nah, we're not done.
Are we not done?
Mm-mm. You ain't getting out of here without it. Mm-mm. Nah. Ooh. Come on, man. Find it. Ooh. Yeah.
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. Where you was? Who you was with? What you did? Don't say shit. I ain't saying no names.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we got a very, very, very important segment of this show. So
okay.
That's you know, we close this thing out with, mm-hmm. and it's called I Ain't Saying No Names, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. where Adrian Marcel tell us a story.
Okay. Yes.
Funny or fucked up.
Okay.
Or funny and fucked up.
Okay.
That happens.
The only rule is you can't say the name.
Got it.
You can say your name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because
mm-hmm. you're him and you know.
Got it.
It's your story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can't say the name of who it is, but can I say the names of the people, of other people?
No.
There? No.
We would rather not.
Yeah, okay. You can't involve nobody.
So it's just me.
Yeah.
No just, implications.
No face, no case. Got yeah. it.
No yes okay. ma'ams and no ma'ams
got
here.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. No names.
Okay. So. I got you. So,
hold on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, my young player partner, keeping this R&B thing alive.
Yeah.
Adrian Marcel is going to tell y'all a story without saying
no names.
Mm-hmm. Go.
So, I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah, I like that already.
This is exciting.
That means it's a strip club.
Jesus. So, I'm in Atlanta one fine day, man, you know, and we're going to this person's house. You know, who's staying in Atlanta at this time. They have a fat crib, you mm-hmm, know. Mm-hmm. And so I get there, I'm supposed to work with them for about a week, you know. It's actually good that I don't get to say this name. So I get to work with them for about a week, man. I go up in the studio, man, and I'm waiting there. And they're telling me, they're like, look, you know, they'll be up here in a minute. But right now they're playing basketball. Mm. And they're going to be playing basketball for the next 4 hours.
Let them wait.
Let them wait.
So, you know, I'm in here, right? And it's me, couple management, stuff like that, and some reps of theirs. And they're playing me some records that were supposedly put together for me, you know, for these sessions.
They're biding time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're playing these records for me, you know, and the guy, he keeps doing this one dance. He keeps, you know, and the lights are down. And the lights, he keeps nay-naying through the whole time. So he's in front of me. He's like, you feel that?
No, nigga.
You feel that? He's hitting it. Like, he's in it, too. Like, knees is bent. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, he's in it. You know what I'm saying? You know? And the lights are dim. So for me, it's fucking me up because it's like, hold on, it's a lot of guys in here. You know what I'm saying? It's like a sausage fest going on right now, and you're doing the nay-nay in front of me.
Right.
So let me hop up and turn these lights on first. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let's get some light in here. You know what I'm saying?
Let's see who's where.
Let's see who's where.
Yes.
Let's see where the hell all of y'all are at. Number one. So, you know, they're playing the records for me, and I'm listening to it. I'm like, I can't sing this. I can't sing this. Like, you know, number one, this song is about me talking about being naked on one, and just, it's not really like a metaphor. It's just being naked. I'm like, I don't want to talk about that. And then there's another record where they're talking about some certain things. I'm like, I can't say that, because if I go back to my hood, they're going to eat me up for that. They're going to tear me up. I can't do it. So I can see it's pissing them off. Like, the nay-nay wasn't working. So, yeah, you know, he couldn't sell me with the nay-nay. Yeah. So usually I guess that works. That's like top tier.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, look, how about we take a break? You know what I'm saying? And let's go down and go see the basketball game. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go find out.
I like basketball.
I like basketball. Let's get out of here.
I'll play a little bit. Yeah, let's get out of here, though.
Whatever we do, let's get out of here, though. Right? So we go down to the court, man. And, you know, this is cussing everybody out. Pass me the fucking ball, bitch. like who's this bitch-ass nigga shooting?
As soon as you get there?
As soon as I get down there, he's cussing everyone out. Pass me the fucking ball. He got to shoot. If anybody shoot, who's the light-skinned nigga just shot the ball? Get him off the court. So, I mean, he cussing everybody out. He look up, man, you trying to play? Hell no. Nah. I don't want to play this game with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't play like that, you know? So I'm sitting there and I'm watching this whole thing. And in the midst of all of this, you know, I get a moment to have a conversation with this person. Now, I opened for this person maybe a month ago, a month earlier. But they don't realize that I didn't forget what happened during that show. They came probably about an hour late, so they didn't see the show, you know. And then when they were there, they didn't want to do a meet and greet, so I did. And when everybody still came for the meet and greet, they came and bombarded me out the section to you know what I'm saying,
the meet and greet.
To come do the meet and greet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the security guard's bumping me out the way, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to get a picture with the nigga. I'm like, no, I'm trying to finish the pictures that I'm supposed to be doing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's all you.
Sure.
So fast forward to this time, he's sitting here talking, you know, and the guy told me before, you know, when you meet him, you just make sure you tell him how much you love his music, and you know, make sure you tell him, like, how great they are, and, you know, really sell it, really sell it. So, you know, I'm like, hey, love your music for years, you know, and I'm a big fan, opened up. Yeah. I seen you open up for me. I seen the show. It was good.
You lying, motherfucker.
You lying, motherfucker, you. You a lying motherfucker, you. You know that? But I'm sitting there like, yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So he tells me, yeah, we're going to get upstairs. We're going to do some work. You know what I'm saying? I'll be up there in a minute. You know, boom. So go ahead back up there and wait, you know? We get back up there. Needless to say, that was Monday. I didn't see him again throughout that rest of that whole time. So I just recorded a bunch of music that had nothing to do with him or anybody else that was
in his studio, though.
In his studio. I used his engineers and his studio to go ahead and record other songs.
He never showed up.
He
never came from the basketball court.
Never came from the basketball court. Never. And there were people there, there were kids, there was like basketball players there, and they were like, I mean it was almost looking like they were trying to try out for the team, you know what I'm saying? Like his
for
people
his
were like, y'all ready
for his
you
backyard
ready? Show
team.
Me what you got. All right, we'll see what you got. We're gonna work on that Jay. Remember that Jay? Like, the fuck is going on here? All right, we done, let me get up out of here, you know what I'm saying? So it was definitely a time meeting someone that I looked up to and getting to know them for real, for real. And yeah, lesson learned, man. After that, I stopped idolizing. And just like, hey, niggas is niggas, man.
They tell you
niggas
not,
be niggas,
they,
be.
What's the saying? Not to meet your heroes.
Not to meet your heroes, man, yeah. So, and then some other shit happened since then, so yeah, it makes sense.
You know what? We're not gonna try to put that together.
We're gonna nay-nay our way out of it.
We're gonna keep.
I don't even know how to do that shit, man.
Say, don't even fit me.
I've tried it a few times. Just felt like the right time.
Just felt like the right time.
Everybody else was doing it. It's my time. My arm's so fucking long.
You know what I'm saying?
Tank just do shit to make his kids uncomfortable.
There you go.
Yeah. Stop,
there
Dad.
You
go. Stop, Dad.
There you go. There you go.
You're so corny.
There you go.
Fuck you.
The fuck you know.
Fuck you know.
Fuck you know about it.
I'm hot in these streets.
You feel me? Better ask about me. Google me. Google me.
How you get in here? How you okay? Me? All right. Bro, you're building.
Yeah.
And that's the right thing. And it's beautiful that, you know, like we said, these valleys, you know, it's easy to, you know, to desire to press on and to have the fire burning and all these things when you out the mountaintop, right? But it's when the light is not so lit.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's when you say, hey, man, we got to drop. What are we about to do? Mm-hmm. It's at those moments that you figure out what you are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And what's really in you?
Yeah, straight up.
You really gotta love this shit.
Straight up.
To do what you're doing, to do what you all are trying to do. Well, no, take it back. To do what you all are doing and going to do more of.
Yeah.
You gotta love this shit.
Straight up.
And that's the gem that I hope everybody takes from this, is that you love it so much that you're willing to carve out the piece that is yours and build that motherfucker from the ground up. Say, if you want to come see me, we'll be right over here.
Right over here. Yeah.
Right over here.
Period.
Come on, see me, man. We ain't bother nobody.
Can't miss it.
Just a little R&B.
You know what I'm saying?
They gonna
just putting a little paint where it ain't.
You
know what I'm saying?
I told you a lot of pimp in this episode.
You know what I'm saying? A little paint where it ain't where they can't. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Figure it out.
I love it.
Yeah.
We salute you, brother. Your family. You always, you know, you always got a home. Likewise. You always got brothers. You always got support over here. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Appreciate that. Real shit.
But we just want to reiterate that and make sure they know that.
Yeah.
You know, you got family. You have structure. You got foundation.
Period.
You got motherfuckers riding for you and riding with you.
Come on. Straight you know what I'm saying? And that mean a lot, though, coming from Grace, man. Y'all some great whites out here, man, for real.
Appreciate
for what y'all did. You know what I'm saying? None of that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, going back to the YouTube days, man. You know what I'm saying? Going back
gonna
to
find that shit.
Seeing you at
Jacob will find you.
Jacob, don't you do it. Don't you do it,
last
Jacob.
Person to leave tell it Jacob alone. To do it.
Leave it alone.
He did it.
Leave it alone, my man.
That's what he does. Just know it.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, like I said, man, just, you know, even Jay, how you've done your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like from top to bottom, being able to watch that. You know what I'm saying? Being from the same soil, bro. Like, you know what I mean? That's kind of like been the motto for a lot of this. You know what I mean? Is the ones before us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all lay foundations out, man. You know what I mean? And like I said, we coming in now just giving it our version.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of it.
As you
know?
Sure.
So
yeah.
I appreciate that, because there is no this without that.
Yeah.
Y'all,
now, man, you got our full support, bro.
Honey.
It's like you said, you made that phone call.
Yeah.
We made this work.
Exactly. Absolutely. In the instant too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's when you know. Cause like you said, man, going through them valleys where, you know, you had them times where nobody answering the phone, bro. Nobody's picking up. Nobody's calling you. You know, they asking you for your ID at the door. You know what I'm saying? Again. You feel me? Like, who, 2 a.m., what? Nigga, where's your ID? You feel me?
Now, same security that worked for me.
That, you feel me?
Hold on, big fella.
Hold on, big fella. Wait a minute.
What you know what
I'm saying? We're going to have to go find him, man, so he can apologize once and for all
of you. We used to hoop together, too, man. It's crazy.
You sound like it's been bothering him.
No, he's still feeling
it. It's been bothering him.
Every other episode, I bring this
there
up.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm going to see him again.
We got to find, bro, man.
It's a real thing.
Just go ahead and be like, you know what, Tank? I was doing my job.
That's my nigga, too.
I was just doing my job, man.
I was just trying to get that check, man.
100 ahead.
Yeah.
He made me wait for Jamie to get to the club.
Oh,
to let me in.
Shit. Oh, my God. But see, it be them things, them moments where you see, you feel me? Let me keep working. Let me keep doing what I'm doing then. He ain't feeling that. He ain't feeling that. I said, nah, nigga, nah.
It was when I said it was dry.
Yeah.
Out here. It's dry.
Oh, man.
I live in a Rancho Cucamonga.
Come on, man.
Listen, that's this shit is about.
Right
though.
Here, I'm the
that's
cat.
It. Getting through it.
I tell everybody, it's all this is par for the course, nigga.
Yeah.
Repossessions.
Straight up.
Foreclosures.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? All this is par for the course. If you love this shit, the sacrifice is immense.
Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah. Things suffer.
Yeah.
on the account of greatness.
Yeah.
They have to. Mm-hmm. It's an greatness is an imbalance.
Say that.
As he says, obsession. It's an imbalance. It's not natural, which is why most people can't understand it, which is why a lot of people hate it. Hate LeBron.
Yeah.
How you hate LeBron?
Right, exactly.
Hate Steph Curry. He just, why do you?
Why?
Hate Floyd Mayweather.
How?
How do you?
Right.
Do you hate great? On your mission, on your quest to be great. Enjoy the imbalance.
Straight up. Straight up. Talk to that man. You feel me? Talk to that man. Okay. You got to give a bip-bip.
Hooray.
Bip-bip.
Yeah. I'm stealing that. That was fire.
Yeah.
Thank you again, brother. We can't thank you enough, man.
Thank you.
You know, we love y'all. We're glad we're here.
Come on, man.
With
for
you,
sure.
man.
For sure.
To celebrate this. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This has been the R&B Money Podcast, the authority of R&B. As you brought it in, you close it out.
This thing right here,
yeah.
Special moments, man.
Yeah.
This is the reintroduction.
Like,
this is the music business. Don't get confused. You see people one day, you will see us again. Because we keep going. We keep this thing rocking. We bring this thing to life. Oh, music mama. Is something that you cannot just put your hands on and tell somebody that it's one thing. It's all things.
Yeah.
But find your way in this shit. Find your way to make your mark. Our young brother then came here and he didn't give y'all real independent game.
Yeah.
Real independent game where we really taking this R&B thing now. Shout out to all the artists. Pay attention. Watch this path. I promise you, you will see this in a whole nother space in a couple years.
Yeah.
Whole nother space. You be like, damn, you watched him go on the R&B Money Podcast.
Straight up.
Now he talking about his catalog is worth. That's what this thing is really about, man. That's what this R&B thing and this R&B thing is. Me and my young brother are both from the soil. We have stood in front of it. We're going to continue to stand in front of it.
Straight up.
So I'm going to need y'all to put y'all hands together for Adrian Mustard.
Yeah! Yeah!
R&B Money!
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.